So here's the thing, guys, I'm going to tell you right now. You know that you go to your rub and tugs a little too much when right after you're done the tug, the first thing you say to the masseuse is, "So, how are Terry and the kids doing?" Ricky Riley here for another edition of Beauty Sauce. What the fuck's going on? Super pumped to be here right now. Oh, we got hockey galore, a bunch of shit going on. First off, I gotta dig into him right off the bat, the fucking Hawks. 0-3-1. Yeah, who didn't see that coming when your two tendies are Casey DeSmith and Malcolm Subban? I went online to this. I had to explain. I don't understand how anybody did not see this coming. Two tendies, $1 million for one of them, and then fucking $800K. You can't spend less than $2 million on fucking tendies in the NHL today. So I'm not surprised that they're off to this start. I would assume for the fact that they let Corey Crawford just walk, and then he ended up going to New Jersey, and then he was just like, fuck, I can't play in New Jersey. Fuck this nonsense. I'm out of here. And then he just retires or whatever happened. I don't get it. I mean, I understand trying to get younger, but if you don't have another option, you need a fucking tendy. Those guys are broken sieves. They got red light district written all over it, like straight up. I mean, the only thing I could think of is that they just straight up want a tank. They want to come last place. That has to be it, because I don't understand why they would do that. I mean, those tendies, they're saucing key bumps for lappers because they got fucking red light district grin all over them. I'm telling you, that's how bad it is. I'll tell you right now, though, in regards to the Hawks, I wouldn't be like too worried in the grand scheme of things. Listen, like, I know we got a huge kick out of their Red Wings just fucking kicking dust last season. And I don't know, I mean, they're looking like not as terrible as they did last year, right? And I don't really feel sorry for the Red Wings because the amount of fucking cups they won. And I feel the exact same way about the Blackhawks, okay? Three cups in like, what was it, like 5 or 6 years or something like that. Not quite a dynasty, but probably the closest thing we would have to it in the modern day cap era. So, you know, they've won their cups and all this shit. But I don't know. I mean, unless you want to kind of fall gracefully, it sounds like they just want to burn it straight to the ground. But here's the thing I was going to say about that. I had a lot of debate about this. I've heard a lot of people saying like, oh, you know, the Hawks could be shit for like a really long time. You know, same with like the Red Wings. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think today with the NHL, especially like how close everything is, like the cap, like isn't that ridiculous, right? When you take the bottom of the cap to the top of the cap, I think it might be like $20 million. Whereas other sports, you could just go fucking bananas and just go way over, right? But I just think, and especially like how it's dominated by young guys, and then you get those early entry picks, or sorry, what are they called? Fucking lottery picks. That's what I was trying to say. You know, like you get a pick in a couple top threes, couple top fives, and boom, just like that. Now all of a sudden, you go back to being a contender within a couple fucking years. And I think the Rangers kind of got a bone thrown to them a little bit. I'll be honest. I don't know. I mean, I don't. They were never really like that. Like, they were never on Red Wings territory, but yet they managed to get Kaapo Kakshit and Alexis Lafreniere back to back. Second overall and then first overall. How do you get second and then first without tanking? So they got a lot of help from the draft line. But look at that. Like, first off, they were never really like that terrible. And even so, like, that rebuild just didn't take as long as everybody else would think, you know, a couple years. And now it's like, bing, bang, boom, fuck your wife. Like, they could be a playoff team. They also couldn't, like, you know, that's a possibility. That division's like very strong. So, but I just think that could be the same thing with the Hawks, right? Like, I don't know too much about this draft. I talked about it in a couple episodes ago. Like, I hear the D-man's going first. It looks like it's pretty D-heavy, which is great news for Cheryl, Friday night, the Legion Hall. But it doesn't look like a lot of, like, forwards. But hey, I don't know. I mean, D-men, they don't just grow on fucking trees, right? So that could help the Hawks. And, you know, maybe they just turn it around pretty quick. You know, they also got a lot of good young talent in there with like Kirby Doc and Nylander. I don't know. I have a weird thing with the Nylanders just because Willie plays on the Buds. But anyways, I don't know. I just Boqvist. There's the other guy for the Hawks too. So I think it could be sooner than later. Like most people might, contrary to what people would believe. Now, speaking of tendies, I mean, let's talk about the Edmonton Oilers for a second. I don't know what it is. Like, you almost feel like they get every fucking opportunity thrown their way to be good. Like, 4 first-round draft picks, a generational player, probably the best German hockey player that's ever going to play the game. You play the Blackhawks last year, a 12-seed team who, now look at them this year, they didn't really change that much. But anyways, you factor in all the shit, and now you're in a Canadian division, which is very run and gun. Like, it's not a lot of good D in that division, right? And you have the Oilers, who are just, like, a high-scoring team, and they still bottom of the fucking division. I'm like, how does this happen all the fucking time? It's almost like, look, I'm a Leafs fan, but I'm almost frustrated about how dog shit the Oilers are. Like, buds, I remember back in 2005-06, right after the lockout, when the Oil made it to the Stanley Cup Finals against the Hurricanes. Now, I missed that game, I remember, because I ended up going on a camping trip with my brother and this other buddy. And that was the first weekend where I was just fucking hacking darts. And it was like, they were bag darts too. And I don't know, man, when you smoke like fucking, it was just back-to-back darts. I probably, in a night, smoked, I'm going to say, like, 35, 40 darts. Had the jaundice on my hands. You know when you get the jaundice on your hands and they get really salty and then, you know, you put it in your mouth and it tastes like fucking movie popcorn? That was what was going on with the whole, with the hacking the darts, right? So I got real fucked up. And to be honest, that was probably one of the reasons why I got, like, addicted to darts was that fucking weekend. So anyways, so I didn't miss, and that was like the last time they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, obviously. I mean, that's kind of hard to do. But then after that, I think they made the playoffs like once with McGee's. I don't count last year as a playoff. I don't know. Like, I guess we kind of got to figure that out, because traditional playoffs aren't supposed to be like 30 teams in it. So in my opinion, the Leafs didn't make the playoffs just the same way the Oilers didn't. But it's like, come on, like, and I think they're always going to be that way unless they get a fucking solid number one tendy, sorry. They have number two, number three tendies, but I don't know, Kevin Holland seems like a smart enough guy, but it's like, you know, he did that trade over the deadline where they gave up 2 second round picks for Andreas Athanasio. I think I got it this time, by the way. I think that's how you pronounce it. And then, like, he just fucking boom, like, just nothing. So he's gone, and it's like, well, I don't know, Holland, like, couldn't you have used those picks to get a fucking tendy? I mean, I'm not saying I'm smarter than him, like, he's built like teams, but it just doesn't make sense, you know. And I think it's almost the curse of the Oilers. Like, I look at Athanasio now, like, I think he's doing all right in LA, so it's like, I don't even. And he was, you know, good in Detroit. I just think it's like a curse. Like, once you go to that fucking old Edmonton mall or whatever, something in the fucking air or water that just turns fucking solid hockey players into Pierre Dost. Just find it interesting that never have you seen the league, or at least in my generation, never seen the league so dominated by young players. But a lot of the young guys are just on terrible teams. And you realize it's really not like basketball, whereas, like, you know, in basketball, like, one guy can, you know, carry a franchise. And then usually during free agency, he's like, you know, tampering, calling his buddies before the free agency opens, like, yo, come here, man, I got a super team. And that shit happens, and then boom, like, you could make, literally with one phone call, like, a basketball player could call his buddy, and then all of a sudden, boom, you got like a dynasty on your team. Whereas in the NHL, it's like, you know, you could Eichel, you could McJesus, and it's like, man, like, just not that fucking simple, I tells ya. All right, so I had to bring this up. I thought this was hilarious as fuck. Larkin and Werenski drop the mitts, go head to head. Now, obviously, it had been posted on a lot of other sites, but I just had to touch on this. Larkin and Werenski are like boys, like childhood friends. Larkin's a year older, though. He's a 96, Werenski's a 97, but I guess they kind of grew up. Now, it even got to the point where Larkin left tickets for Werenski's parents for the game. So they were playing, and then all of a sudden, they tell it. First thing I thought of is like Werenski just being like, yo, how dare you leave tickets for my fucking parents? And it's funny because I started reflecting on that a little bit when it happened. I was like, man, like, I'd never like drop my mitts to like my twin brother, like my close homies. And then I was like, man, that is the most fucking hypocritical shit in the world. Every dude in here has gotten super cheesed with their boys. You know what I mean? Like, it happens. Like, I would say the most common occurrences are usually over a girl. It happens, boys. It happens. Fantasy sports. Like, if somebody fucking is, like, cheating or you like, catch them for cheating, that's another one that usually gets the fuck boys all riled up. And then sometimes at the bar, man, you just got... And for whatever reason, doesn't necessarily have to be the first one I said, but just like you start getting frustrated, the sauce is running, flowing. It's just the flowing. I remember when I was in university, I had a good buddy of mine, actually. He's from Napanee. And, you know, we were always going out together with like a bunch of boys. And temperatures just ran high that night. I think we were just at a bar and then we started getting heated. And I remember I said that he sucks at talking with girls, which you never say to a guy. I just like, I threw a bomb. I was like, yeah, girls just think you're a fun guy to party with. They don't actually want to sleep with you. And then he started telling me I was stupid because I remember I tried applying for an exchange in the States. And then, so we were just like throwing these. And then he grabbed a beer can and he threw it and it just like right off my forehead, and then everyone was just like staring as the fucking beer can just hit me right in the temple, and I didn't jump at him, I just fucking punched his lamp and then broke it, which is so greasy. It was just like territorial shit, like just getting each other's face, but nobody dropped them because we knew we didn't want to actually fucking fight each other, right? But it was just like temperatures ran high. And that was the other thing too. Like, I almost, my other buddy, he lives out in Richmond Hill. Him and I go to Leafs games together sometime, but we were mucking chow and we used to do it like online. And that was when it brought the boys together. I don't know if you guys ever did that, but back in uni when you would just like, you know, go online, play chow. And then we would do like other things too, right? Like, do a regular season where me and my four roomies, we all drafted teams. Like, we made sure that we were in the same division so that we could play the games against each other, and we would do a fantasy draft, and then boom, we'd play all the games against each other. And I'm telling you, man, usually when that shell got brought out, like, fucking we would start going at each other a little bit, man. I'm telling you, like, and I felt bad, man, because the one dude, like, I lived with him, his name was Leo or Lev. He's from Lithuania, just a fucking straight beauty, right? But he literally would say to me after, like, you want our asshole? Because I'd start chirping, like, he was, like, Jewish, and I'd start, like, dropping bombs, like, oh, fuck, that was a Jewish goal, bud. You're so good at fucking scoring Jewish goals. And then my other fucking roomie, Mo, another beauty, I used to play fucking rep soccer with him. And we would play games too. And then we would just, in the middle of the game sometimes, if I would like get the lead on him, he would just be like, fuck! And he just smashed his fist on the coffee table. So I'm telling you, boys, it happens. Sometimes you get in a bit of a greasy chili with your buddy. Emotions run high. But then you're there for each other. Which brings me to my next story. I got to tell this one. So I had another buddy, his name is Ryan, he was a black guy, and I don't feel weird saying it that way, because, like, him and I were, like, We're like close. I don't know what the what the proper term is now to say, but that's what I say. I was like, he's my black friend, and he was a fucking cool dude. So we became friends in university, and I'm not sure if I told this story before, but I might save it for another time. But I got arrested in university, and he was there that night, and for like assaulting an officer. And anyway, so that happened, but we went to the court case, and after, and him and I were kind of like. We started kind of getting like upset with each other. And I remember one night, we had emotions that were just kind of starting to fume and boil over. And it was, we almost scrapped in the Trois. Like I lived in Ottawa for 5 years cause I went to university there, and, the McDonald's there on Rideau Street. I don't know if anyone's ever been there before. Okay. But if you're talking about sketchy fucking places in Canada, I've been to Vancouver and I've seen East Hastings where like basically people are just fucking shooting up right on the street. They got their own little town there and they just like sell shit that they stole. Like that was pretty hard to watch the first time I went there. But I will say that literally the it's just right in front of the Byward Market, the McDonald's on Rideau Street might be the sketchiest place in fucking Canada. So they even had to, so a while back, they ended up shutting down the hours because they used to keep it 24/7, but it just wasn't a good idea because you got a bunch of drunk people in there right after the bars because it's right next to the bars. Everyone's just fucked and they're all trying to get their their orders, right? So me and my buddy Ryan, we almost fucking tillied like earlier that night. Now, what happened was we were trying to get our food naturally like everybody else, and I tried squeezing up there a little bit closer, which, by the way, little side note, I used to pull all sorts of pranks on this, like, fucking McDonald's. I remember one time literally going from the back of the Byward Market onto Rideau Street, because you could get from the Byward Market to Rideau Street by walking through the McDonald's, and I just walked in there one time with a fucking dart lit up, and just, so, you know, I would just do dumb shit there anyways. And they had like this sassy like black girl that worked there, and she would always just like chirp people. Like I remember one time when I walked in with a dart in my hand, and like she didn't even address me having the dart in my hand. She just like looked at me, and then she's like, "You're a fucking loser." And everyone's like, "Oh!" And then I just looked at her. I'm like, "You work at McDonald's?" And then everyone just was like, "Boo." They just booed me out of there, and I was like, oh, okay, I tried. I didn't say they were all bangers. But anyways, so I was trying to cut in the front of the McDonald's line. That lady back there, she was fucking flipping out. Everyone was just going crazy, and some dude looked at me, and then he said, like, hey, man, like go behind me, or, like, don't jump in front of me if you know what's good for you. And I said, and I was like, man, I was so good at being a shit disturber, even in soccer. That was my role. Like, I was never really, like, that good at like sports, but I just knew how to get under people's fucking skin. So I just like looked him square in the eye, and I was like, dude, like, I know you really want to get your like food right now because you're a little bit bigger, so you just gotta be patient. And I honestly wasn't even really a good chirp. Like, he was a bit of a chunky monkey, but that was just like a dumb thing. It's not cool, man, like saying that kind of shit. Like, I did cut in front of him, right? So then he starts like fucking chirping me. And then my buddy was there, and he was kind of the one that I was kind of scrapping with, and he was sort of like watching and shit like that, right? So at one point I like looked at him, I was like, yo, buddy, like, I might end up fucking scrapping this guy. I was like, you got my back? He's like, fuck you. Cause him and I were just like, we're scrapping, right? So I kind of turn around, I'm still running my mouth a little bit, and he tells me that he'll see me out front and the back door is not gonna save me or whatever. And my bro was just like sitting there being like, you're a fucking idiot. Now you got to tell this guy because you ran your fucking mouth. So we were getting our food. He was waiting outside for me. And then I saw my buddy who I was kind of like, you know, chirping with. And him and I were kind of like not really cool at that time. He went outside too. So I grabbed the food. I was walking out front. And then wouldn't you know it, I see the dude who was beaking me at the McDonald's line just sitting there on the ground with fucking blood just dripping from his mouth. And I was like, what the fuck? And then my boys told me that my buddy Ryan, who him and I were beaking with, fucking knocked him out. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was just such a shit. Just after I walked up to the dude, I was like, okay, so now we're cool. Like, why he's on the ground, like, fucking, you know, just dazed and confused. I was a bit of an idiot. He was okay, though. It was just a little bit of a tussle. So I end up calling my buddy, and I'm just like, dude, what the fuck happened? I was like, did you knock him out? He's like, yeah, man, you see him like that? I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, oh, man, you defended me. And then he just, like, said, he'd be like, no, it's because he called me the N-word. That's literally what he told me. And I was like, oh, fuck. Look at that, eh? Fucking white guy just literally gets his ass saved because somebody pulled a racism on my buddy. Because I guess he was, like, out there with my buddy, and then he kind of, like, started making reference about how I was, like owned him and shit like that. And then that's when he dropped the bomb, and I was like, oh, fuck, man. Like, so it's just funny how it turns. I mean, at the end of the day, friends scrap. Like, I'm saying, like, Larkin Werenski, you know, you tilly sometimes, but at the end of the day, you're still boys, you know? And I think a lot of people kind of said, like, that's hockey right there, so... Okay, so I just want to address a couple quick things. Keith Yandel. So everyone knows the story there. He originally was kind of getting like benched, and people were saying that he wasn't going to be part of Florida's long-term plans. Ends up coming back, and he scores in his first game. And, you know, I'd said this online. I said this to a bunch of buddies. It just didn't make sense. Like, at the end of the day, even if you want to part with a guy who's got the contract, who's got the fucking, you know, stats, Iron Man streak to back up like Keith Yandel does, why wouldn't you fucking play him? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Don't bench a guy that you want to trade. Am I the only one that's crazy here? If anything, a coach, like even Pierre-Luc Dubois, get him ice time, man. Like, and I guess people out there are saying like, well... You know, I just think it's kind of an ego thing. I think people are like, you know, they want to give more ice time to people who are playing. And maybe I'm talking about from a fan point of view, but I'm talking about like a consumer. Like, I'm a consumer. If you're talking about a buyer's market, don't you want to get that guy out there as much as possible, show him off and be like, yo, like, we'll take you off his hands and we'll give you a nice little package there. It just didn't make sense to me. So I don't know if that was just like a shakeup or like a thing to try to get Florida going. But in my opinion, you play Yandel, you play Dubois as much as you can. You play all these guys and then you're like, okay, well, we'll get you the fuck out of here, like you say. I was trying to think of some sort of like relationship analogy I could use with this, but I don't know if it really translates, you know? Like, if I had a girl that wanted to break up with me, like, would I just not smash? Because at the end of the day, if I don't smash, then she's not going to want to find another guy. No, wait, I get it. So if we know we're about to break up, just keep smashing. And, like, keep doing it, man. You guys just keep exploring each other's fucking bodies. And you know, because at the end of the day, the more you smash, the greater the assets return. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. All I know is that Pierre-Luc Dubois, he needs to get fucking. That's what I'm going to say right now. I thought, you know what I thought was hilarious too, by the way? I wanted to quickly address this, was the Jason Spezza move. For anyone who didn't pay attention, was Spezza went on waivers for like, I don't know, like 12 hours. And then he was literally playing in the game the next day. And I think it's just like a technicality thing. And he literally said with his agent, he was like, yeah, like, just so you guys know, if I get picked up by anyone else, I'm not fucking going. Like, I'm gonna retire right now. And I was like, what a fucking bold ass move right there. What a stud. Because I guess the rumor was that he could go to another team, get the contract terminated, and then re-sign with the Leafs anyways. But I tell you, that Dubas guy, you know, he's always got something up his sleeve. So now he's probably got a couple players on the Leafs team now. Like, I would assume Dorn's the same way, where it's like, if they get placed on waivers, they're like, yeah, we're not going anywhere else. Like, we sign here because we want to finish our career as a Leaf. And Dubas probably has that conversation going around then. So now we have extra players that we could just kind of bump up and down. I was like, that Dubas guy, I tell you, buddy, he is a fucking sneaky little guy. So I just thought that was a huge boss move. It's clearly not about money or anything like that. I mean, the guy's got enough of it. He's played in the show long enough. So, yeah, that was hilarious. And fucking Dubas right at it again. So, I want to finish off the appy today with, I guess it's a little bit of a PSA, but it's also something that happened to me recently. Guys, I gotta be honest, I was diagnosed with ADHD. No fucking shit, eh? Way she goes, boys. I don't know. I mean, me and my girl, we have conversations sometimes for like an hour or two. And I only retain like fucking 15% of the information. Like the first fucking 3 minutes. You know, I tried saying like, you know, make the stories a little more exciting. But no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's so, but the reason why I bring this up, I was freaking out a little bit because I kind of think back to my life, right? And when I was single, you know, I had my fair share of kills, as they would say. And I would say that most of them, maybe not most, but I say close to half of them were just fucking terrible performances, boys. Like, I'm telling you right now. I'm saying that like a lot of sorries were dropped in the middle of that, and like, we'll try again later, and and all this shit. And it actually turns out that ADHD like really affects the libido. Like, so for an instance, if you can't get it like in the zone, it's gonna be very hard to like get in there. And then also if you lose it, like, in the middle of it, like, I don't know, like, a fucking bug flies in their room, and you're like, oh, a fucking bug right there, you're done, like, you just cannot get it going, like, right off that. So, needless to say, the doc may or may not have given me a prescription of the heat. It's funny, because the only time I ever, like, I took the heat back in high school, right, and, oh, man, fucking harder than the fucking Pythagorean theorem, right? Which is funny, I actually took it in the middle of like gym class, which was like all guys, and we were doing wrestling, but that's another story for another time. And then a couple years ago, I bought some off my buddy that was just kind of like counterfeit, or like, I don't know, like under the table stuff. He got it in like Mexico, and the thing is, like, he wasn't even really making money off it. He was just like doing it for the love of the game, I guess, but I never took the pill. And now it's sort of like, you know, there is a lot of nights that I did not do a fucking good job. And then I realized that a lot of it was, you know, not being able to focus at the task at hand. Like, it just opened Pandora's box. Now I'm thinking, you're being like, oh, fuck. July of 2017. And you're like, ah, fuck that night up, right? And it almost makes you want to go back. And just get into contact, you know, with some of these ladies. Just be like, you know, like, fucking, my Nona had a fall earlier that day, and we were all quite nervous. You know how it goes, a few fucking broken ribs. Let's just say, guys, for a while, I was quite the rebuilding team. Had a lot of bad nights out there. And I kind of wonder if it ever come back to bite me in the ass, you know, if I started kind of blowing up more. Just some sort of online forum on Reddit about how fucking Ricky shags like a fucking fourth liner. Fuck, bud, it wasn't me, it was the ADHD. Anyways, probably the most hilarious thing is, so my doc gave me a little prescription for the heat, you know, and this is how he tells me. He goes like, yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start you off on 50 milligrams. And then what you could do is take half a tablet, like, and make sure you do it an hour before. And then he says, he says this line. He goes like, and then you could take it out for a test drive. And I was like, man, this doc is such a fucking beauty. I was like, no way do I have a doc that's like so furta. So, yeah, I guess apparently I have to go pick it up, later. I'm not really going to be too embarrassed, I think, when I do the thing. I don't know, you could just drop, like, a line and just be like, fucking good old Uncle Terry, right? At the front desk. I don't know, boys, but It's the way she goes, and sometimes you just need the heat. So if you're having problems like that, Ricky's here to tell you that you're not alone, quite frankly. So that's going to be a wrap today on the Beauty Sauce. Thank you very much for following along. And hey, if you're just scrolling along, my fuck, I think I just had a stroke there for a second. But like and subscribe and fucking, you know what, leave a comment, man. Just be a beauty. I've been Rick Riley. I hope you guys all have a great week. Thanks. Bye.